Well, it is Friday, and of course, every Friday we listen to Father Adriano Zandana. You remember last week he had a little technical difficulty with his recording equipment, so he asked us to play something else. We played some of his music, but this week we have a brand new program. Subject is on God's great love and our calling for bearing witness of that. So that's the program for today. It'll be coming up in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I want to give you a couple reminders. As you know, just like other places, we are rebuilding our parish, but we're kind of actually doing a form of what is called church planting, in a sense. So if you're looking for a place to go to church, you can welcome to come to our Mass at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And you know what? We're like rebuilding the Mass from the beginning, from the bottom up. I need people to help us to be ushers. I'll need people to help us get Mass going and things like that. So if you're looking for a place to go to a church and help us to rebuild the parish, consider that at 10 o'clock on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish. We're located at 43 Holton Street, which is in Alston, Massachusetts. That's 43 Holton Street. I guess we could say we're not too far from the Star Market that's on Western Avenue. And we're not too far from WBZ, which is on Soldiers Field Road, right up the street from there. And WGBH, which is down the street, maybe I don't think it's even a mile down the street. So we're in that area. So anyway, 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, if you'd like to come to the 10 o'clock Mass. And if, by the way, you do, let us know you are coming. In the meantime, always remember you can get in contact with us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, if you weren't aware of this, Father Adriano Zandana comes to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, where this week it becomes winter, although it's going to be obviously considerably warmer than our winter, because he would be the southern hemisphere equivalent of being somewhere around maybe the Dominican Republic. Sao Paulo, and he's just north of Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo, the northern border, is the Tropic of Capricorn. So if you think of the Tropic of Cancer is just south of the tip of Florida, you can see we're in that range right there from the northern hemisphere. So it's always warm down there. But in the winter, it can get to about 50 degrees sometimes, which for us is like nothing, but for them, it's pretty cold. And in the summer, it can get up to like 110, which for us is 110 degrees as well. And of course, their summer is our winter. Although it's funny, when you listen to them, you know, someone will say, you know, it's 110 degrees and it'll be like 20 here. And we'll go, this is not the time for us to hear a complaint about 110 degrees because it's about 20 up here. But anyway, he comes to us from Cachoeira Paulista in Brazil, part of the Canção Nova community. And he sends me the program every single week. So this was produced just this week, as they often are. And he's giving us his special way of preaching to us about the importance of knowing the love of God and the importance of sharing that as well. In the meantime, you are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And here is Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, dear Father Bob. Hello, everyone of you. God bless you all. Father Adriano Zandana back with you all again in this amazing day. Be sure that God has amazing things in storage for you. Yeah, He has. He always has the best for us. And today we're going to talk about God, how God deeply loves us, how He can heal our wounds and make us into a better person, the best version of ourselves. In the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 8, we read, "Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And in the same letter, and in the chapter 14, we also read, and now these three virtues remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Love is the mark of the disciple. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 36, Jesus said that by these everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Look what Jesus chose as the identifying characteristic of Christians. He didn't say that you will know Christians because of their fasting. He didn't say that you know Christians because of their political positions. Sure, those things are important, but Jesus told us that the defining mark of Christian discipleship is love. That sounds simple enough, right? But the problem is, like the word hope, the word love gets thrown around so much that it has lost its meaning. How many times have you heard the word love today? How many times have you said the word love today? It would be different if we just used the word love to say how we feel about our moms. But we love food, sports, and celebrities. We love movies, nature, long walks on the beach, and everything in between. So if you really love that caramel cappuccino, what does that mean about your relationship with God? So when Jesus said love, that love would be the mark of his disciples, it might seem that it doesn't mean much. We've diluted the meaning of love so much that it seems not to mean much or anything at all, But if you look the life of Jesus in the pages of the scripture, you see a very different meaning of the word love. Love was more than a word. Love was a way of life. Christian love, what Jesus said would identify Christians, has to stand out. It has to be different. It has to be unique. The theological virtue of love is sometimes called charity. People always say things like, I love hot chocolate, I love basketball, or even I love my country. And while these kinds of love are good in themselves, they still fall short of the love that is charity. What is charitable love? Habits of charity calls our hearts say yes to Jesus and to everything he wants to give us and asks of us. Being charitable in our thoughts, words, and actions is a way to cultivate Jesus in our heart. In your heart. It's a way of affirming your embrace of Jesus. When we live loving lives, we let Jesus in. We welcome him into our lives, our minds, and our hearts. This helps us to grow as individuals and strengthens our Christian community so we can live and grow in him. C.S. Lewis was one of the great Christian writers of the 20th century. He draws our attention to a few important passages from the Bible. In the Gospel of John, among the last words that Jesus spoke to his disciples before his passion, in chapter 15, verse 12, were the words, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you." C.S. Lewis has thought that Jesus knew what was coming, and he was trying to pass on his most important teachings to his friends through this special commandment. There are many things that are important to Christians, but all of them are wrapped up in this one thing, love. Christ chose love to be the identifying badge of his disciples. You can recognize a police officer or soldier from his uniform, or a fan of sports team by his cap or jersey. But Christians aren't recognizable because of a uniform or a t-shirt. They are recognized because of how they live their lives, embracing love. Love is helping other people and embracing their pain. But it doesn't mean avoiding teaching and correcting them. When you really love someone, you have to put an effort to tell the truth and correct their wrongdoing in order to make them grow in God's friendship and to provide them means to become the best possible version of themselves. Christian love is initiative. St. John Paul II taught us, "Do not forget that true love sets no condition. It does not calculate or complain, but simply loves." Christian love goes, it pursues, it seeks out, just as Jesus did for us. This is how we should love, to love like Jesus, to love in a sacrificial, demonstrated, and initiative-taken kind of way. This is unique, and indeed it should be. We have to be the people who are marked by this selfless, sacrificial love so that the world will know the Jesus whom we claim to represent. Saint Therese of Lisieux said, "Let us love, since that is what our hearts were made for." That is it for today. Let's pray together. Our amazing Lord, we want to thank you right now because you have been loving us a lot, Lord. You created us out of love, and you are with us in our path, in our way, because you love us. We are your children, and we will be not forsaken by you, Lord. Thank you so much for your deep love, because you believe in us, you are with us in our way. The Lord be with you all and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.